Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Matt Young. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting second. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting 8th. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora strikes out. One out. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sorrento hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sorrento moves to third. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jefferson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sorrento tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ron Karkovice now catching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Grebeck takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Karkovice and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kirby is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lofton scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berga moves to second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sorrento is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sorrento hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berga scores. Bell moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Jefferson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bell out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ventura moves to second. Cliff Young now pitching. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Firmin is 0-for-1 in the game. Firmin strikes out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. Cora hits a line drive towards third. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Grebeck moves to second. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grebeck moves to third. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Grebeck scores. Thomas moves to second. It's Indians, 6, White Sox, 6. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Bell moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kirby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bo Jackson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Martinez, and into shallow left field. Karkoviche reaches second base with a double. Ted Power now pitching. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grybek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grybek bunts towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Karkoviche moves to third. One out. Joey Cora, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 0 for 3 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Karkoviche scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Cora moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cora moves to third. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Johnson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Johnson steals second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cora scores. Johnson scores. Bell moves to second. It's 10-6, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-7, White Sox. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grybek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jefferson strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Karkovice hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Don Paul now pitching. Mike Huff now playing left field. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Firmin is 0-for-2 in the game. Firmin hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kirby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kirby hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Paul fires over to first and Thomas drops the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Lofton moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Craig Griebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Griebeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griebeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Plunk covering, for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Swartz now pitching. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Karkovice and he is safe. Bell steals second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing third base. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Bell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Sachs pinch runs for George Bell. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Sachs. The throw from Parrish and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Robin Ventura, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Ventura is walked intentionally. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 0-1. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Ventura moves to second. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Huff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Lance Parrish. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Treadway pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Treadway strikes out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.